Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley Robinson, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I will be talking about the poor state of sanitation in India, specifically in rural India. So it's a terrible problem that is going on in India, and I became interested in the topic because yes, it's affecting many people in India, but it's specifically affecting children more than adults. As I was researching topics to discuss in this podcast, when I came across the constant sanitation issues and the large amount of children who are malnourished potentially because of the sanitation issues, it really kind of struck a chord with me. And as a nurse, just looking at health and hygiene related things just seem to really catch my eye. So I'm going to start by talking about some pretty astonishing statistics that I came across during my research. So according to an article in LiveMint, data has been released by the National Sample Survey Office. And yes, this survey is about 7 years old, but I feel like the stats still are important today. So, yeah, they're from 2012, but it just stated that according to the survey, only 32% of rural households have their own toilets, and less than half of the Indian households have a toilet at home. There are actually more households in India with a mobile phone than with a toilet. So, yeah, I'm going to be talking a lot about toilets and sanitation. So just letting you know from the beginning that we will be talking about what takes place in the bathroom. So why is this such a problem? Why is sanitation and clean water and why are there so many, you know, children being affected by this? So this unhygienic environment is due to India's historic neglect of public health services. The absence of an effective public health network in a densely populated country has resulted in an extraordinarily high disease burden. So children are, like I said, being affected more because children are susceptible more when looking at the spread of diseases, which inhibits children's ability to absorb nutrients, thereby stunting their growth. So just another stat to throw out there when talking about children's growth being stunted. This was an article by, let me see here, the Population Reference Bureau. So when looking at this article, it lists the four of the top countries with the largest number of the world's stunted children, and four of them out of the five were in Asia. So, of course, I said the statistic was kind of astonishing because India is number one. They have 48% of children under the age of five, or if you want to look at it in a different way, one in four. Who are stunted because of malnourishment. So, just one other stat, because I like my statistics. About 48% of children in India are suffering from some degree of malnutrition. According to UNICEF, waterborne diseases such as diarrhea and respiratory infections are the number one cause for children's deaths in India. Children's weakened by frequent diarrhea episodes are more vulnerable to malnutrition and opportunistic infections, such as pneumonia. With 638 million people defecating in the open and 44% of mothers disposing their children's feces in the open, there is a very high risk of microbial contamination, be it bacteria and viruses in water, which causes diarrhea in children. Also, diarrhea and worm infections are two major health conditions that affect school children, impacting their learning abilities. So, basically, you know, according to the Population Reference Bureau, the interaction between diarrheal disease and malnutrition is well established. Diarrhea is often caused by a lack of clean water, and you need clean water to have proper hand washing. Many of the illnesses and many of the health conditions impacting children can be completely, or if not completely, but almost, I guess, completely eradicated just by hand washing alone. But you need clean water for proper hand washing. A lack of toilets further exacerbates the problem, as feces on the ground contributes to contaminated drinking water and water resources in general. So what needs to take place to correct this? So like I just stated before, we need clean water. Clean water is essential to, well, sustaining life, and it's essential to hand hygiene. Hand hygiene is such a simple task. I mean, it's wetting your hands, running water, lather with soap for 20 seconds and rinse, and you could really stop so many of the health conditions that are plaguing children in India. So there are many organizations and public-private collaborations working to improve access to toilets and to improve the sanitation in general in India. They are trying to improve the drainage facilities, and they're creating awareness through education campaigns on the importance of preventative tools such as hand washing. I think it's, you know, important to kind of go toward the school to try to educate on the importance of hand hygiene and to educate on the proper use of toilets, because it is affecting children. And also, you know, you can educate the mothers as well. I believe there was, when I was looking at articles, they were saying that Indian women, like mothers, especially in rural India, have children young and may lack education themselves. So it's very beneficial to demonstrate and educate the importance of clean water, the importance of hand washing, the importance of actually using proper toilets, and then they can also educate their children as well. But there are definitely some challenges in doing this. Before I speak about challenges, there have been several government launches to help eradicate the fact that so many people in India don't have toilets. There was a launch of the government of India's flagship scheme, which is the Clean India Mission. So more than 12 million toilets have been constructed in rural areas since, I believe, 2014. The India's prime minister really pledged to have millions of toilets put in place by the end of 2014. So the toilets were put in, which was a great thing, trying to, you know, get proper sanitation. So this was a big step. But unfortunately, the toilets have been built in India and have sometimes gone unused or have been used to store tools, grain, or building materials. So there needs to be changes in social norms and behaviors to continue to try to get the sanitation issue under control. So according to UNICEF, India has revamped its national sanitation program to focus less on subsidized toilet construction and more on helping the population understand the benefits of toilets. So this is where, like, that education piece comes in. So many people, because, you know, people are used to doing things a certain way, were still not comfortable or used to using the toilets and didn't see the benefits of them. So they were still defecating openly, which is why we need education to so they can properly understand the importance of actually defecating in the right place, which will lower and then hopefully subsequently stop the spread of disease through feces and open places, which can, you know, help children and their health problems, and just get clean water. Like, they have water, but if it's has bacteria and viruses from feces, then you know you can't use it. If the children use it, then they end up getting sick, and the mortality rate is high. So education is important. The national health policy in 2017 is really trying to launch more effective programs and government initiatives to just try to stop the spread of disease and to reduce the premature and preventable mortality rates in India, which is a great thing. So after, you know, doing some research, it appears that actually this year they're aiming to significantly reduce or end the open defecation in India actually by 2019. So there definitely have been strides made. There have been millions of toilets put in place. There have been, you know, a ton of programs put in place to educate on the importance and the benefits of proper sanitation and proper hygiene. Some of the organizations are the World Health Organization, UNICEF, which I've discussed quite frequently in this podcast, but it stands for the United Nations Children's Fund. Other programs like the United Nations Development Program, the United Nations Environmental Program, and the United Nations Human Settlement Program. So there are many programs put in place. There are many government initiatives put in place to try to combat this problem and to eradicate so many of the health issues that are plaguing rural India that are preventable, especially in children. So it will be interesting to see if by 2019 the open defecation will end. So we will continue to monitor that to see if some of the stats, maybe the statistics go down, and maybe some of the mortality rates goes down. And as education continues, people in India start to understand the importance and the benefits of clean water and proper toileting and proper hand hygiene. So I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. And we will continue to monitor this. Thank you.